this is obviously a unique experience for, you know, all of you guys, but it's particularly unique for JJ Paterka, bringing that he's from here, he grew up here. I wonder, did he has he expressed anything to you about what this means to him and to the team at all? And just, can you put into perspective from your thought what it means to him?
You know, we haven't really discussed, you know, what it means to him. I obviously think it means a lot to him to get to come back here and play and play in his hometown and now being an NHL player. So it has to mean a lot, and I'm sure the guys want to perform well around him.
Questions? Eric?
We've heard from coaches on these global series events that sleep is an important part of these trips. How do you manage sort of like the rest and skating part of it? How do you make sure guys are rested to be able to be in peak condition and then work the on ice part of what you guys did today?
Well, our sports science people went through, you know, all the best possible scenarios for us, from trying to stay awake today, trying to stay on schedule, to, you know, what you eat, what you drink, and, you know, we dealt with that yesterday, and you leave in a time frame where you try to keep it where you're sleeping overnight. Now the key is stay awake and go to bed at a normal time.
Coach, you want to probably balance having some fun on this trip and also take care of business. I'm curious what you're looking for from your leadership group. And maybe particularly Rasmus Dahlin, as he kind of navigates these waters too.
Well, I think first and foremost, we're trying to get dialed in to start the NHL season, and this is a, you know, a fun opportunity to get another game in before we play, and playing in a brand new building, which, you know, is pretty special. But at the same time, you know, we know we're getting ready for the weekend, and we want to be detailed through our practices and be ready for that first game.
Lindsay, two questions for you, actually. It looked like Dahlin was put through a full skate regular today. How's he doing? Do you think he will play Friday?
I don't have the answer to that, Dan. Yesterday was non-contact. Today was contact. He looked like he got through the game really well. So I'm, you know, really feel if tomorrow's a good day, there shouldn't be any restrictions on him playing.
What the next question I had is, normally when you look back home, you know, there's teams that have 40, 50 guys in training camp. I think you guys have 27 here and you're going to play two games here. To get it down this quickly to what is pretty much your NHL team except for a handful of guys, why is that important? You know, and do you like that? Do you like that idea?
I have liked it. We went to a group that we felt were the possible candidates to be a Buffalo Sabre this year, and we started day one at camp just practicing with that group, and practiced for 2 days and played one scrimmage and then played a game. You know, felt we had a lot of changes in the way we wanted to play, so we stressed that in practice versus having scrimmages, and felt that the best way to practice would be NHLers practicing against NHLers, not you know, young guys that are coming in. I did say that, you know, tugs a little bit at the heartstrings when, you know, you have young guys that would really like to step in and be part of practicing with, you know, maybe guys they had admired before coming to camp. But, you know, being the fact we're opening a week earlier, the decision was to just practice from day one and be ready.
On the left side.
The NHL Friday is a very big event for German hockey fans, but for you guys, it's a final test before the start of the season against New Jersey. So how important is it for you guys?
You know, I mean, it's important. I think you just continue to work on your game. Like today, we worked on different aspects of our game. I mean, most of that practice was flow today, but knowing that we're playing a game tomorrow, that we really want to work on the details of our game, the way we play defensively, how tough we can be through the neutral zone, and it's more about a consistent style of play throughout the night is what I'm looking for.
Does it make a difference that it's against a European team and not an NHL team?
I think it does. Players won't know anything about a lot of the players we're playing against, so I think there is a difference there for sure. But we have to, we have to treat the game like we're playing a team that we would meet in a regular season.
Thank you.